The 23rd of March, 8 games, the end of the road for some, maybe. Maybe you're into the final. Maybe you just won your league. I don't know. I think I fit all those categories. Let's look at all 8 games. Who can we trust moving forward? Anyone? We'll cover it all. Let's get into it. This is the Sunday post-game show. Let's go. Balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere. You consume fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, 8 games, the end of week 21, I think, depending on your platform. Congratulations if you won your league or if you are into the next round of your league. Commiserations if you lost. I know a lot of people did as a result of injuries and things like that. Move the playoffs earlier. That's what we need to be doing. But let's talk about the 8 games that happened today. All right. Early start for us here. First game was 6 a.m., I believe. And it was the Pelicans and the Pistons. The Pistons get the win. There was a late scratch in this one, which, was a bit annoying sort of annoying. We'll talk about it when we get to the Pistons. Let's start with the Pelicans. Zion was out. That was not a late scratch. We sort of knew that one was coming. So with him out, with Eve Misi out, this is going to be the story moving forward, as we know. CJ McCollum, of course, had to do basically everything, 40 points for him. Now, they are on a back-to-back, so just beware that he may not play tomorrow, but Zion may return. Karlo Matkovic started. He had 11 rebounds, not much else. Kelly Olynyk, 25 minutes. Nice line for Olynyk, 10 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. We know who he is and what he can do. The minutes and the role are not consistent enough that he has to be rostered, but you can roster him when he plays. Bruce Brown had 12 points. The minutes here, very encouraging, 35, but we know that that is not going to hold moving forward. So we don't need to be holding him. Alvarado had 10 points, 8 assists, 2 steals. So assists, steals, that's why we stream him in. He did that tonight. Jordan Hawkins had 25 points. Look, nice game. If you picked him up for your Sunday, he gave you 6 threes and he gave you 25 points. I wouldn't be holding him. That said, back-to-back tomorrow, and I don't think there are many games tomorrow, maybe 6. Let's have a look. I know every day this week, the upcoming week, we have between 6 and 8 games. Oh, no, tomorrow is a... Okay, no, tomorrow is an 8 game slate. Interesting. I'll have to go and do some tweaks to my roster. All right, let's move to Detroit. Cade Cunningham, very late scratch. Now, I think I woke up at about 5:15 this morning. I didn't get up, but I woke up, checked injuries. He was not on the injury report, I don't believe. So this was a scratch in sort of the last half hour, which I had him in one of my leagues, which meant I had him active and he didn't play. But it also meant that my opponent in one of my finals also had him because he didn't play. I ended up winning that league. So that was my home league. I ended up, tying 4-all. It was an 8-category league. I ended up 4-all, 4 categories each. And won by 2 3-pointers. So would Cade Cunningham have hit 3 3-pointers? Pretty good chance he would have against the Pelicans. So that actually worked out all right. But those who played, now Dennis Schroeder, I would have activated him in another league. with Cade out, 16 points, 5 assists, 2 steals, but don't think the Cade injury is anything we need to worry about here. Jalen Duren also a big game, 22 points, 12 rebounds. Asar Thompson, I don't think you need to hold him. They only have 3 games this upcoming week, the Pistons, I believe. 9 minutes. Now, he had foul trouble, and of course these coaches won't play guys when they're in foul trouble. But I don't think we need to be holding Asar Thompson at this point. Malik Beasley played a little bit more as well with no Tim Hardaway. 13 points for him. Bit underwhelming. I would still be holding him over Ron Holland, over Marcus Sasser. Both Holland and Sasser were very good in this one, but Ron Holland is not going to shoot 10 of 14 from the field very often. Right, Cleveland back in the winners' column. 120 to 91, so playing Utah, you would expect nothing less. Donovan Mitchell, still not very good. 16 points, 2 steals, 0 of 5 from 3, 6 of 9 from the line. The league that I won, I actually had him in. I'm glad that league is done, so I don't have to play Donovan Mitchell anymore because he's been very bad the last week. Garland was no better. They're just lucky they played such a bad opponent in this one. 12 points, 4 assists for Garland. Jared Allen was a little bit better than he has been, 18 and 6, steal and a block. Evan Mobley had 11 and 11 with 3 blocks. But, I mean, the minutes were down here. They didn't have to play their guys. It was just a blowout. DeAndre Hunter had 15 points in his 22 minutes. He is a points guy. Ty Jerome is not playing enough at this stage consistently to be rostered. For Utah, so Walker Kessler played. That's good. 7 and 13, 3 blocks. Just keep rostering him, holding him. Maybe they are sort of over the crest, I suppose, where they need to be resting all of these guys. Obviously, Markkanen was out. And John Collins is out for whatever reason. But Filipowski played big minutes, 18 and 13. He's really hard to say he's a must roster because the minutes are so up and down, but he is at least playing. At this time of the season, you just want guys that are on the court. So I don't mind holding him. Sexton, much the same. 10 points, it's not great. He's playing at the moment. Isaiah Collier had 7 points, 6 assists. You can stream him for assists. Keontae George, much the same, 8 and 7, more of a streamer at the moment. And then we got like bigger minutes for their bench guys, but I'm not interested in anyone in Utah, to be honest. Spurs, another win. What's going on? They were playing Toronto. 123 to 89. Devin Vassell. So I've talked about him a lot on my show. Early or coming into the season, I was pretty high on him, top 50 range. He sort of settled into top 60, top 70. I thought, okay, that's fine. He then struggled, had a couple of little niggling injuries. Wemby was playing well. And to be fair, he was close to a drop at one point. I didn't drop him anywhere, more out of spite and stubbornness. But it worked out for me because I had Vassell in that league that I won, and he's been very good the last few weeks. Top 30 player, I believe. 25 points in this one, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. The question will be, does this hold into next season when De'Aaron Fox returns, when Victor Wembanyama returns? They will get some draft pick that will be coming in as well. So for now, enjoy it. I'll be very curious to see where Vassell goes in drafts next season. Chris Paul, 6 assists and 2 steals. He's a little bit like your Jose Alvarado. You just have him for steals and assists. Stephon Castle had 15 points with not much else. We're holding him, though. He's playing minutes. This wasn't the best game for him, obviously, but he has been playing enough. And they just went with a lot of bench minutes because they won by 30-whatever points. Champagne had 20 points. Sohan, 9 points, 2 steals, 1 block, 5 rebounds. Good numbers in 20 minutes. He's probably a hold close. I don't think he has to be. For Toronto, so we were without a few guys. We had a few guys coming back. No Jakob Poeltl, no Emmanuel Quickley, no, I think that was it, basically. Colin Castleton got the start, 4 points, a block, didn't do much. Orlando Robinson at least played, but he also did nothing. Who do we trust here on this team? I mean, Barrett and Barnes were fine. Jamal Shedd, I like him. If we get to a point where Quickley is just going to be ruled out for 2 weeks, I think Shedd would be an add. Jonathan Mobo is just your rebound kind of defensive guy. Jacoby Walter, up and down. But points only, really. Garrett Temple played. There's a thing. Yeah, they're tough to know, though, what they're doing, Toronto. So we know the drill there, I think. I do wonder whether we need to do shows at this time of year because it's the same stuff every game, isn't it? In fact, it would probably even maybe next week because I know there's far less people watching. Maybe next week we just shift it to sort of a post-game show, but a post-game show that's driven by questions. So I won't actually go through the games because I don't need to go through Boston. We know the story. So maybe I'll just talk about some news and notes and injuries, wait for questions. There's always a few questions, but maybe we'll do it that way. Maybe we'll just do it and I'll just be led by the questions a little bit rather than the game. So we'll go through, look, Boston, I don't think I need to talk about Boston, as I said. Portland, I'll talk about Donovan Klingon, who was terrible, 4 points. I think you probably hold him if you need rebounds and blocks. One rebound and zero blocks, though, in this game. It's pretty hard to make a case for him. I worry about him. I worry about Zach Edey. I just don't think they're going to be... Like, are they ever going to be 30-plus minute guys that are playing on teams winning basketball games? I'm just not sure. I think the league has just... It's gone too far in that other direction, unless they can develop a perimeter shot. But even then, I'm just not sure. Anyway, hold Klingon if you need rebounds and blocks, I guess. Simons, Sharp, Henderson, these guys, you hold them if they're out. You hope it's one game only and put them in your IR spot. Kamara has been much better the last two games. He had 19, 7, and 3 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. So I would be holding Kamara. I would be holding Avdija as well. Matisse Thybulle, so he's the leading steals or average steals guy in the last 2 weeks. I think he's averaging about 2.2 steals a game. So if you are heading into your final, semi, whatever next week, and you just need steals, maybe. I mean, he's playing 20 minutes a game. We know he will get you 2 to 3 steals a game. So, yeah, I don't mind it. All right. Next one, Charlotte. Do we need to talk about them? Maybe a little bit. Daquan Jeffries, 23 minutes. I would hold him. But, again, look at the schedule. I feel like maybe they only have 3 games this week. Let me have a look. Charlotte do only have 3 games. And so they play Tuesday and they don't play again till Friday. So scratch that. You don't need to hold Daquan Jeffries. Mark Williams, LaMelo Ball, Miles Bridges, they're probably the only 3 I'm holding. Nick Smith was pretty good in this one, but you can't hold a guy that's going to play once in 5 nights like Nick Smith. I would hold those other 3, though. They don't have a back-to-back either. They play Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. The Monday following is a back-to-back. So just beware that LaMelo, Mark Williams could rest on that Sunday of next week. They play the Pelicans, but they play the Jazz the next night. So they're 2 games they want to lose. I feel like they might sit the Utah game and play the Pelicans game, but I could be wrong. So just keep an eye on that. Let's go to Miami. Oh, Miami won this one too. No real surprise there. 122 to 105. Andrew Wiggins, another very good game. His last two have been great. 42 points for him. Tyler Hero, much better. But Charlotte bump, we know about it. Tyler Hero got it here, 29 points. Khalil Ware had 12, 8 and 5 with a block. 28 minutes is enough for Khalil Ware, but it's not coming consistently. Hold him. What's their schedule? So they only have three games as well this week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So keep that in mind. Bam Adebayo played. He had a knee issue, I believe, 11, 4 and 2. So not his best game, but still he was out there on a Sunday, which always helps. Philly, they go down to the Hawks, 132 to 119, high scoring, no surprise. Quentin Grimes continues to play very, very well. He's undoubtedly won a lot of people some fantasy championships this year. 26 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 threes. Justin Edwards had 22, 3 and 3, 2 blocks. I'd be holding Justin Edwards. I'd be holding Quentin Grimes, obviously. Jared Butler, I don't think so. Move back to the bench in this one. I don't think you have to hold him. Yabusele, I guess we do. Adem Bona will come back at some point, at which point I think we have to go and add him. Don't think Tyrese Maxey's coming back. Oubre, maybe. Chuma Okeke, I can't bring myself to say he's an add, even though he's playing big minutes for whatever reason. I would target any of those other players ahead of Okeke at this point. For the Hawks, they were on the second night of a back-to-back, so good to see them running their guys out there. Didn't need to push too hard, which was a good thing. Okongwu had 14, 9, and 2, 2 steals and a block. Mohammed Gay, 6 points in 13 minutes. His weird starting role continues. Don't add him. Reece Oshae, if you need points. Dyson Daniels had 5 steals. I believe that takes him over 200 for the season, and he's the youngest player, I think, since Magic Johnson to hit that number at that age. So pretty impressive. Keeps breaking records. Is he going to get Defensive Player of the Year? I don't know. Should he? I think he should. Obviously, I'm biased, but even just the numbers I think that he's putting up, he has to be at least firmly in the discussion. I don't know if he gets it. I really hope he does. Trae Young, 28 and 12. Good night for him. George Niang, did he have 22 points the night before? He had 20 in this one. So if you picked him up for the back-to-back, that's elite streaming right there. Dominic Barlow had 13, 10, and 1. I'd love for him to start over Mohammed Gay, and he is playing more, so I guess we would rather him as a streamer at the moment, probably ahead of Vic Krejci, obviously, Terrence Mann, and like I said, Mohammed Gay. All right, Denver, they are much-needed win for the Nuggets. Still no Nikola Jokic. Now they're talking about him potentially coming back on the road trip next week. Doesn't help you if you had him this week. But, hopefully he does come back. With him out, we got a lot more of Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray. Westbrook moved to the bench. Now, this was purely a matchup thing. DeAndre Jordan, if you streamed him in today, I think you're pretty happy. 15 rebounds, a steal, 11 points on 5 of 7 shooting. Not going to happen again, but good for him. Murray had 39 points, like I said, doing more. Christian Brown, 11, 4, 2, has probably slowed a little bit. He's dealing with a small injury, and I actually think not having Nikola Jokic there hurts Christian Brown. Westbrook had 14 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 24 minutes off the bench. That would be borderline for him, but I think, as I said, this was more of a matchup thing. So I think if you've got Westbrook, you just hold him until Jokic is back. For the Rockets, where do we want to start? Let's start Fred VanVleet, who had, what did he have in the last game? Like 9 threes and 39 points or something. 7 points here on 2 of 12 shooting. There's the Fred VanVleet we know and love. 5 assists, 0 steals. Yeah, pretty poor. Hold him. He's been very inconsistent this season. Amen Thompson had 11 and 6 with 3 blocks and a steal. Make sure he isn't just floating on a waiver wire somewhere. Stephen Adams, 14 and 12, three blocks off the bench, continues to be a very good rebound streamer. Jabari Smith has tailed off in a huge way, 7 points, three rebounds. Don't need to hold him. Likewise, Tari Eason, can we move on? Maybe he had a steal. That's about where the good stuff ends. 15 minutes. Let's have a look at their schedule. Houston, Atlanta, Utah, Phoenix this week. So only three games. I don't know. He's probably 50-50, Tari Eason. But I certainly don't think you have to hold him. And the final game, the Thunder, 103 over the Clippers, 101. So hard-fought victory. I'm sure they would really appreciate these hard games. Shea was very good again. Chet was a late scratch, which meant Hartenstein started, played big minutes, 14 and 10, six assists, three blocks, two steals. So fantastic game for him to end your matchup. Lou Dort returned. He had 10 points, four rebounds. No Jalen Williams, obviously. No real word on when he's coming back. I don't think this is a serious thing. I think they're just really milking this opportunity for him to get some rest leading into the playoffs. Caruso started. He had 14, 6, and 5, two steals. I mean, if this was Caruso's role every night, he'd have to be rostered, but it's not. So he doesn't. Aaron Wiggins, 19 points off the bench in his 26 minutes. You can stream him in 4 points. And for the Clippers, there we go. Kawhi Leonard, 25 and 10, steal and a block, has been very good the last couple of weeks. Norm Powell has not. 9 points. The minutes are encouraging here, though. 31 of them, which means he's basically back to where he was pre-injury. So I would be holding him, I think. Schedule. Knicks, Nets, and Cavs this week. So only three games. Okay. So maybe, maybe not with him. Harden, 17 points, 8 assists. Did injure his ankle in this one. So just keep an eye on the injury report. Now, if he misses time, I'd clearly be holding Norm Powell. Chris Dunn had a steal. Again, if Harden is out, what do they do? I don't think they'd start Ben Simmons at point guard. Would they move Bogdan in? They might. Bogdan was terrible, by the way. You don't need to be holding him. I'm not sure what they'll do. Who did I say they play? Clippers. Okay, so they play the Knicks, who aren't particularly sizable. I don't know. Maybe they would just shift Norm Powell down to shooting guard, Kawhi Leonard to small forward, and bring Derek Jones in to match up on OG Anunoby. Yeah, there's a few different ways they could go there, but keep an eye on that injury report to see if James Harden misses any time. Okay, let's get into some questions. Starting with Alex. Is Vassell's resurgent more to do with him figuring it out or the fact that the higher usage guys aren't there? I think it's both. Obviously, not having Wemby and Fox helps, but he has been very injured throughout the past 2 years. So I do just think part of it is he's been able to stay on the floor. The confidence that the team has in him is great. So, yeah, I think it's a combination of both. Impulse added Andrew Wiggins today during the fourth quarter by dropping Tari. Did I chase or is it a clear upgrade? Look, I just talked about Tari Eason. He is pretty borderline. Miami only have three games as well this week, which might not be a bad thing for Andrew Wiggins because he's been dealing with injury. So, yeah, look, I'm fine with that. Is Jackson Hayes worth dropping in roto? His upside is very limited. They do have four games this week, the Lakers, so keep that in mind. Who's a good replacement? I mean, look at your centers, Kai Jones, but be aware that Anthony Davis has been upgraded to doubtful, so that it means he probably doesn't play tomorrow, but he could return the following day. They have four games this week. They're on a back-to-back Monday, Tuesday against Brooklyn and New York. So maybe he returns for the New York game. I don't know. Keep that in mind if you're looking at Kai Jones. Yeah, Adembona, if he's coming back, look at him as well. Matt Carmody won the championship. Very good job. Won by 3 steals, finished 5-4. No Jokic, Zion, or Chet. Yeah, look, I mean, you lose guys. Like I said, I didn't have Jokic all this week. I didn't have Jalen Williams either. I lost Austin Reeves for a game. I lost, well, Donovan Mitchell was terrible. Keontae George, I think I lost him for a game. Someone else. But then my opponent today lost Zion, Cade, and Porzingis. So it does balance out. I know that's hard for anyone that lost. Jeffrey, 14-team head-to-head 9 cap pickups. Drops are focusing. Okay. So are you just telling me who the pickups, would I be picking up any of those guys? Look, the Dallas players are tricky because, and I know they're on the back-to-back here, which is why you've got all of these guys. AD, I don't think so. Because we're even if he does play tomorrow, for some reason, he won't play the next day. So we're only going to get one game out of AD. Clay, I think, has been fairly consistent, but does he play a back-to-back? I don't know. Brandon Williams is dealing with hamstring stuff. Kai Jones is also dealing with injury. So while they are all on paper on a back-to-back, I'm not sure that any of them play both games. Drops. Yeah, look, I mean, you could drop any of those guys, I think, especially with Steph Curry coming back. You can probably drop Moody. Seem to go. Zoo's offensive production has gone down since Kawhi and Norm. Yeah, that's going to happen. No, I think he's still a pretty safe hold. Any update on these guys? No, look, Jokic, like I said, I think this week, Curry, Tuesday potentially, Anthony Davis is questionable, so this week. Jalen Williams, I would assume, will be back this week as well, and I don't think Cade is anything serious. I wouldn't be dropping Jokic, Curry, Williams, or Cade if you've held them. Anthony Davis, we'll see. Hold OKC Wiggins or drop for Pippen or who's Collier? Oh, Collier, maybe? Is that Collier? I'd be okay dropping him for Pippen. I think Collier's sort of 50-50. Aldama is probably a pickup with Brandon Clark done for the year. A Norm and Gobert droppable this week because of their schedules. Norm, like I said, if Harden is out, I would probably hold Norm. What is the Wolves? So the Wolves play tomorrow and then don't play again till Friday. So they're one of those teams with the big gap as well. Look, if it's a daily league, hold Gobert for tomorrow, obviously. But then I'm okay moving on from him. Open up a streaming spot for the first half of the week. Okay, so question from, well, it's not a question from Alex, but as long as the post-game shows are still on, first-year fantasy player in with a chance to win finals next week. Good job for a first year. Bragging rights will be big enough to get me kicked out of this friendly. look, like I said, I'll do a show, I think, most days, but it might be, might just be driven or more geared towards questions rather than going through all the box scores. I don't think I need to be doing that as much. Okay, Lowndes won this week in a close one. Getting desperate due to injuries. Should I use number 2 waiver on Clay? He does have a good schedule this week, but like I said, I'm not sure he plays the back-to-back, which would leave him with 3 games only. Would I use it on Clay? I'd probably consider it. Hang on, I just want to have a look at... Just pulling up Clay's game log. He did play in their last back-to-back, which was 2 weeks ago. Missed the one before that. They haven't had many, have they? They've had a pretty favourable schedule. So, look, maybe he does play both. So, yeah, look, I don't mind doing that. Dave, helped you make it this far. You're in the semis, won 8-1. That's a good win, isn't it, this time of year? Shining Knight won without Jokic. You do need him for future rounds. Very true. Did I see that Delhi gave up the championship MVP award? I did. The NBL have come out and said that it's not official, so he still wins the award. I have no idea how he won the award. But, yeah, it was a nice gesture for sure. Is Dyson Daniels now officially my favourite child? Well, my kids are at school at the moment, so let's say yes. Hini Mini, one, despite losing DeJounte, Kyrie, Paul George, LeBron, Suggs, Lively. Thanks for my help. No worries at all. Hopefully Harden isn't injured. Yeah, look, the one league I had him in, which was the old man squad dynasty league, which I won as well. It was nice. I've never won a dynasty league. I had James Harden in that league as well, and it's over. So I don't care if he's injured. Dame is out for a third game tomorrow. Something to be concerned about or similar to J-Dub? I think it's probably a bit of both. Obviously, missing multiple games raises a little bit of concern, but he's been dealing with this sort of thing all year, so I do think it is a little bit precautionary. Yes, Alex Malone. Yeah, so they said Jokic is coming back at some point on the road trip. So they play... Denver. So they play three games this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then they don't play again until Tuesday. So, yeah, maybe we get him back for the Bucks game. Not sure. Picked up Clay for the back-to-back. 3-4. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Would I drop if he sits the second of the back-to-back or hold for the other two? Well, make that call when it comes to it. You might be able to move him onto an IR spot and activate someone. But I think you're fine picking him up. Is Trendon Watford worth picking up? Yeah, look, I've just talked about him in the Sit Start weekly article coming out tomorrow on RotoWire. And Trendon Watford is in that league as someone I think you could go and add. He's played pretty good minutes the last four games. He scored double digits. I know we can't trust the Nets, but he did this last year as well. So I don't mind picking up Trendon Watford, and they do have four games this week. So, yeah, I don't mind it. And Nerdy Nerd, thanks for your help. Thank you for watching. I have to thank everyone for their help, don't I? All right, that will do. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to have a coffee. I'll be back tomorrow, but yeah, slightly different running sheet, I suppose, for the show. I'll just talk about some news and maybe we talk about highlights from the day rather than every game. I'll just share the top players for the night and we'll talk about them. And then I'll do questions because I'm always happy to do questions, but we might do it that way. That might make it a little bit more streamlined, I think. And it means I'm not talking about the same stuff every day. I'm just talking about what's relevant to those that are actually still playing fantasy. So yes, we'll do that. And I'll get out of here. Thank you. Go and download, go and do all of that stuff. We're already starting planning for the preseason. I talked about it on the last show. We've got some exciting changes coming up for next season, which will probably sort of kick into gear in June. Maybe before that, I don't know. It's to be determined, but there are some exciting things coming up for next season, which I'm really looking forward to. And I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Postgame Show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.